I was trying to telephone a lady of my acquaintance who's celebrating her birthday today. I was phoning to wish her many happy returns, but it seems that both she and her husband are out. However, it does give me the perfect opportunity to tell her story. It's a story about time, that mysterious force that flows over us all. What is it, this time? We joke about it, we waste it, we even talk of killing it. In reality, though, we are its slaves. It rules our existence, and when the whim takes it, it toys with us for its amusement. So my tale this time concerns an unfortunate couple who fall foul of powers beyond their imagination on the journey home.
Relax completely. Listen to my voice. Think of nothing else. Relax completely. You are totally at ease. Nothing can harm you or disturb you. Listen to my voice. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is that it?
I'd already given her the preliminary suggestions.
And now what?
Mr. Morstan, you do want to discover the cause of the attacks, I presume?
Of course I do.
Searching in the mind for a source of physical pain does smack of the bizarre, I suppose, but we have gone through all the clinical tests. I'm afraid my mumbo-jumbo is all we have left.
I didn't call it mumbo-jumbo.
You didn't need to. Now, let's get on, shall we? Your wife's in a secure trance. She'll respond to questions, but she won't say anything unless we prompt her.
Team.
What was that?
19.
I thought you said she...
I did. This is most unusual. Felicity, what's the significance of the number 19?
I said 19. George said...
12. 11.
Well, which?
14.
You know, that's what I love about you.
What?
Your decisiveness.
Oh, I've often thought that must be it. And then again, sometimes I'm not sure. Oh, concentrate on your driving.
Oh, I'm glad to get home.
Hey, stop it. You'll set me off.
Oh, sorry.
21.
Never.
Definitely 21 C major. Shut up. I like this bit.
Look out!
What the hell?
Why can't you look where you're driving?
Don't yell at me like that. What's the matter with you?
Killed us both.
I didn't, did I?
Oh, what's wrong with this damn radio?
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh, it must be broken.
Leave this damn thing alone, can't you? Leave it alone!
Damn. Leave it alone!
All right, Felicity. Relax. Relax. Well, Mr. Morstan, that was an extremely vivid recollection. Why should that incident be so important?
It wasn't. She's just dredged it up at random.
I don't think so.
But you heard what she said. Nothing out of the ordinary happened.
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Well, now don't start analysing me.
The radio broke down.
Japanese rubbish.
And you had a row.
We were both tired out.
Felicity, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. Now, it's a little later after the car journey. You're home now.
Yes.
Where are you?
In the hall with George.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it can't be 2:30 in the morning.
This is ridiculous.
What time did we leave Tim and Maureen's?
I don't know. 40 minutes ago.
It was 11:30.
How the hell could it have
been? I'm telling you, it was 11:30. And now it's 2:30. It's taken us 3 hours to do a half-hour drive.
Where are you now?
Downstairs. George has gone to bed.
And you're alone in the hall?
The living room. The third stroke, the time will be 2:33 precisely.
You telephoned for the time?
Yes.
Why? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, why isn't George worried?
Were you concerned, Mr. Morstan?
No. Obviously she was wrong about what time we left.
Is that possible?
Extremely possible. I thought all this was to find out about the attacks. This is all irrelevant.
Perhaps. Felicity.
Yes?
Why are you so scared? You must have left your friend's house later than you thought.
It was 11:30. Tim made a joke. Only 30 minutes till the car turns back into a pumpkin, he said.
Meaning at midnight.
So it was 11:30. And now it's 3 hours later. 3 lost hours. What happened? Something must have happened to us.
It's all right. Relax.
Something happened.
Nothing can harm or disturb you.
Why can't I remember?
Do something.
Felicity, this pain is not real. It isn't happening. There is no pain. No pain. No pain at all. Relax.
Another attack?
No, just the recollection of one, presumably the very first. Did you know about it?
An attack in the living room. I had no idea.
Felicity, you're very calm. And very relaxed. Can you still hear me clearly? Good. Now, I want to take you back a little. Back to before the pain started. Do you understand me?
I understand.
You're in the living room. You've just put down the phone after checking the time. In a short while, you'll begin to feel the pains in your head. Now, there's nothing to worry about. Relax. The attack will happen, but you will feel no pain. No pain, no discomfort. At all. Do you understand?
No pain.
None at all. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Here we go, then. Just let it happen. Now, tell me, what is happening to you?
Can't see.
You can speak quite clearly.
Can't see. George? Where are we? I can't see.
Yes, you can. You can see clearly. Look around. Tell me what you see.
Tell me what you see.
Who are you? Where's George?
Not far away.
I don't like this. Who are you?
That's not important.
Tell me.
Who's she supposed to be talking to?
This is the attack. Felicity, who are you talking to?
I can't see him.
Can you see anything at all?
I can see a man and a woman.
Do you know them?
No. No. Hello? But they can't hear me.
I know.
What's he doing? No. Don't. Look out. No.
All right. Relax. Relax. What can you see?
I can see the phone. The writing pad.
Has the pain gone?
Yes.
And how do you feel?
I'm worried. The missing time.
What about the man and the woman?
Who? I can't...
No, it's not important. Relax. Rest for a moment. Well, Mr. Morstan.
What do you mean, well?
Did any of that mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
Who are you, and tell me... Who do you suppose he was talking to?
God knows. Look, this isn't getting us anywhere.
Then let's see if we can't force the pace a little. When was the first attack you were aware of?
That same night. I'd gone off to bed.
And you were still angry?
Look, I told you to stop analysing me. No, I don't remember. No. No, I don't think I was. Not anymore. Felicity was in the bathroom.
How did you find out about the attack?
Well, I should think the whole street found out.
Oh, the glass. I dropped it.
Never mind the glass. You screamed.
Did I? Mind the pieces. You'll cut yourself.
Now, why did you scream?
I had a voice.
A voice?
Oh, no, I remember. I had a headache. And I
headache? A headache that made you scream?
Well, Felicity?
I tried to warn her.
Who did you try to warn?
I could see what was going to happen. She couldn't hear me. I tried.
I know you tried. Don't worry about it. You're in the bathroom. You're holding a glass. Now, what is happening to you? What do you feel?
No. No, I won't. You can't make me.
Felicity, who are you talking to?
Tell me what you see.
No. Who are you? Where's George?
He's here.
George?
He can't hear you. Tell me what you see.
I'm dreaming. This is a dream. Stop it! This isn't real!
Look over there, Felicity. Look on the bed.
Oh, the glass. I dropped it.
Never mind the glass. You screamed.
Good. Excellent. We're getting somewhere.
What? She's just described two complete fantasies.
No, these are more than fantasies. Now, tell me about the first attack you actually witnessed.
Well, she was sitting up in bed, covered in sweat. Her face was...
Her face was what?
She looked as though she was being tortured.
I won't blow!
You must go on.
I know her.
Look closer.
Oh, my God. Her eyes. Trelawney.
I think we should put a stop to them.
Please be quiet. Go on, Felicity. You can speak quite clearly.
I tried to warn her, but she couldn't hear me. Why did he do it?
Felicity, who are you talking about? Who is this
man? The man.
Can you hear him now?
What's the matter with her eyes? Answer me, damn you. Answer me.
What's happening,
answer
Felicity?
Me. Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
Something's wrong.
Wrong with whom?
Something's wrong.
It's all right. Everything's all right.
No, help. Somebody. Doctor.
Felicity.
Doctor, please.
Felicity,
please.
Talk to me. Just to me. What are you feeling? Can you still feel the pain?
This is wrong.
It's necessary. We're getting very near the core of the psychosis. I'm going to take her to the next morning. Now, you say she was fine when she first woke up.
It's completely.
Right. Felicity, now it's the next morning. You've had a good sleep, and now you're waking up.
Die, clock.
She always says that, every day.
Die, clock.
Fizz. You okay?
God, how should I know? Hang on. Yes. Yes, I am.
Ready?
Gone.
There was no recollection of the attacks.
Nothing.
What about the missing 2.5 hours?
I've told you. That has nothing to do with any of this.
Mr. Morstan, are you being deliberately obstructive?
Of course not.
Then answer my question.
Yes, she was still going on about it.
Ah.
But not like before. She was treating it like a joke. A flying saucer.
That's right. Little green man with 7 arms and peculiar naughty bits.
Wishful thinking.
They swooped down, beamed us up out of the car, and subjected us to all manner of kinky experiments.
So you'd stop worrying about it, Felicity, the missing time?
No. Something must have happened. Why can't I remember what it was?
Okay, don't worry. You're perfectly calm, perfectly relaxed. You understand me?
Yes. I'm perfectly relaxed.
Good. What is happening now?
George is getting up. He's laughing.
Why?
And my joke. He's saying, you're weird.
Really weird. You know that.
Of course I know it. But if I'm weird, what does that make you?
Makes me first into the bathroom.
You bastard. Hey, don't be long when you're...
What's the matter?
Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Oh, my head. My eyes.
Let me see.
No.
Don't be silly.
Keep away from me. Keep away. Don't touch me. No.
Please.
No.
Stop.
George, help me.
Fascinating. The ferocity of her attack on you almost certainly means that we've reached the core of the trauma. The meaning of the fantasies, as you put it.
Are you going to take her through it?
No.
I don't think it's advisable just yet. We have to mop up as we go, so to speak. I don't want to exorcise the main problem and leave smaller anxieties still unexpressed. I'm going to take her back to the car journey.
That again.
Do you have some objection?
Why should I have?
Thank you. Felicity, listen to my voice.
Yes.
You will respond only to me. You are completely relaxed.
Yes.
I want to take you back. Back to the night when you and George were driving home from the dinner party. Do you understand?
Yes.
You're driving along. You're listening to the radio. Can you hear it?
Shut up. I like this bit.
Ah, we're there. Felicity, what is happening?
The music is finishing. 21, I told you. The soloist on that recording was Stephen Huff. And that's the end of our programmes on Radio 3 tonight. Good night.
Felicity, you're doing very well. Relax for a moment. You notice the difference?
What difference?
When she described the journey before, we didn't get this material at all. She said that the radio went dead actually during the music.
That's hardly important.
I'll decide what is or isn't important. Which was it?
What?
Did the radio die during the music or after the announcement?
I can't remember.
Very well. Felicity, let's go on a little. Now, what's happening now?
Can't see. George, where are we?
Everything's fine. Why can't you see?
It's dark. Are we in a tunnel?
A tunnel? Is it a tunnel?
It's dark. No, there's a light.
Where is the light?
Up ahead. I don't like it.
I don't think you should go on with this.
Please. Is the light another car?
Just a light. It's bright. It hurts my eyes.
You're all right. It can't hurt you.
We're driving right into it.
Carry on driving. Tell me what you see.
Tell me what you see.
Are you still in the light?
With the other side of it. George? George? Where are you?
Is he not with you? In the car?
I can't see him. What do you mean?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Tell me what you see.
Two people. Man and a woman. Hello? Can you hear me?
Do you know them?
No.
What are they doing?
No. Talking. No. No, I don't want to see.
Everything's fine. Nothing can harm you. Can you still see the man and the woman?
I don't want to.
Look, don't be alarmed.
I can see them.
What are they doing?
No.
What is it? What's the matter?
Look out!
Felicity, listen to me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Felicity, from now on, you will only speak to me. Do you understand? Only to me.
Understand.
No one else will be able to hear you, and no one else can harm or hurt you. Now, I'm going to ask you to look at the man and woman again. When you do, you will be quite calm and quite relaxed. Nothing will upset you. Now, look again. Are you looking?
Yes, I am.
What is happening?
The man is trying to kill the woman.
No! Will you please keep quiet? Felicity, tell me what is happening.
He's attacking her. Tried to warn her, but she couldn't hear me.
What about the man?
He's not there anymore. Now some people are taking the woman away.
Where are they taking her?
I'm there. I'm there too.
You're where she is?
Yes.
Do you know this woman?
I can't see her face.
Go closer to her. What is happening?
I'm screaming.
Why are you screaming?
I'm calling for a doctor. Something's wrong.
What is wrong? Felicity, what is wrong?
The woman is dead.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
Mr. Morstan, if you don't stop this interference, I shall have to ask you to leave. All right, Felicity. Now, you're doing very well. Now, I want you to look closely at the woman.
She's dead. How can she be dead?
Yes, she is dead. It's important that you accept that. You can see that she's dead, can't you?
No. Please. Please don't say that.
Who is speaking to you, Felicity? Who is it?
I don't know. No.
What is he saying?
It's horrible. What does he mean?
Tell me the words.
He's like...
Destiny, Felicity. Fate. Karma. Things to come, Felicity. Things to come.
I want you to look at the dead woman. I want you to tell me who she is. Look at her.
No, I can't.
Stop this. Bring her around.
I can't. This is essential if she's to free herself. Look at her, Felicity. Look at her face.
Don't make me.
You must. Just one look and then it'll all be over.
No.
Yes, do as I say.
Stop this now.
Shut up. Who is the woman?
No.
Me. She's me. Me.
Wake up. Wake up,
Mr. Morstan.
Bring her out of it.
She is out of it.
Wake up, Felicity.
The trauma's broken the trance.
What? George?
Come on, love. Get up. We're going home.
How much do you remember, love?
Everything.
Exactly how much?
I remember us driving along and everything being all right. Music ending, and then. Then there was.
Then there was the tunnel. It was very dark. And then we saw the light at the end.
We saw? You two?
Yes. Me too.
But you said nothing happened. You kept on saying nothing happened.
No.
You mean you knew all the time, right from the start? George?
At first I thought maybe I was going mad. Hallucinations or something. I couldn't believe it had been real. And then you started having the attacks. Some of the things you said, it was... It was as if something was trying to break through, get out into the open. That's why I let them try the hypnosis. I had to be sure.
But what does it mean?
It means that you were right. Something did happen to us on the journey home. Something that took 2.5 hours.
Destiny. Fate.
Things... Come. We were shown the future.
The things I saw. You saw them too? Did you hear that voice?
I saw exactly what you saw.
That someone's going to kill me.
Yes.
But who? Did you see who it was?
It was me.
Oh, my God.
I doubt if he will have anything to do with it.
I can't believe it.
Why do you think I've been half out of my mind? I was shown it just the same as you, but I saw a little more detail. And I was... What's the right word? Permitted to remember everything.
You're going to kill me.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
He told you that?
And I believe it.
Yes. Yes, so do I. Oh, God. I'll never forget that voice. Not as long as I... George!
What do you want to do?
What do you mean? Talk about what?
About us.
Oh, just hold me.
I love you.
No, you do. But it's still going to happen.
Yes. But why?
Why isn't really important, is it?
Not important.
The real question is, When?
Oh, my God. When? When?
Come on, my love. Let's go home.
Yes. When? A surprising number of years have passed since that conversation took place, and to Felicity and George, that is still the hardest question of all. When? Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the life that now they lead? It's a life that's no life at all, waking up every morning with the fear that today might be the day. With the certain knowledge that nothing they can do will ever change those things to come. Believe me, once you've been shown your destiny, you remain convinced for life. Well, as I said before, today is Felicity's birthday, and I'm anxious to wish her many happy returns. Many happy returns. No, she's not there. She's gone out. Perhaps. Don't worry. It wasn't a true story. I was just enjoying myself, as usual. It was just another story from my file on fear. Taking part in it were Richard Pascoe as the Doctor, Helena Breck as Felicity, and Crawford Logan as George. Simon Cuff played the voice. The Journey Home was written by Bert Cools and directed by Jerry Jones. I am your man in black, Edward D'Souza, inviting you to join me next week as you and I approach terror hand in glove.